Cuban Americans aren't the only Floridians who parse the presidential candidate's words with great care. Take this Venezuelan American on Barack Obama.
By saying that he will go and embrace Hugo Chavez, he is really putting himself out there with the worst enemies America can find. So to us, it's almost unimaginable that he would become a president of the United States.
Florida's other Hispanic voters tomorrow on the world. Between 1881 and 1920, about 24 million immigrants, most from Southern and Eastern Europe, put down roots in the U.S. In color terms, they were regarded as neither black nor white, but as a sort of in-between people. They would gradually become white, often after petitioning to the courts. As Philip Martin reports, beginning in the 1970s, a new wave of olive and beige-skinned immigrants arrived to these shores seeking the same opportunities.
Fausto da Rocha, the executive director of the Brazilian Immigrant Center in Boston, could easily be mistaken for Greek or Italian, but he's not considered white, as he discovered last year during a leadership retreat for nonprofit directors.
And when the first day we went to the retreat and separated the blacks on one side and the whites on the other, they sent me to the black group. And then I came to the leader, they say, why you send him to color group? Because I have nothing against, but in my country I'm considered white. He said, yeah, but in the United States you are black, you are color people, you're not a white.
Da Rocha becomes visibly incensed at the thought that the descendants of European immigrants may be among those who now oppose legal residency for new arrivals like himself.
Greeks came to the United States, the Italians came to the United States, people from Ireland came to the United States, and all is immigrants. Because these people, why continue discriminate and go against the newcomers?
Matab Harari came to the U.S. with her parents after the 1979 revolution that overthrew the Shah of Iran. Avoiding the emotional weight of prejudice is why this first-generation immigrant living in Chicago says she's used whiteness to her advantage.
Becoming white is a sense of searching for your security. There's so much to deal with. You don't want to deal with this ethnicity issue because you don't want to think about it. And I could see that in my little son. He was thriving to be white American because it was just more comfortable.
And though the 2000 census defines immigrants from the Middle East as white, 9/11 seemed to change how people saw her, says Harari. That was also Yasmar Hamid's experience. Dr. Hamid, a physician, immigrated from Egypt in the 1990s. He lived in a mixed immigrant and white middle-class neighborhood near Baltimore until his home was defaced and notes left behind referring to him as a terrorist.
It happened frequently that, you know, they said that we hate you, you Arabs, we hate you, you Muslims. And, you know, almost daily we find feces and urine thrown very close to our house. We had installed a surveillance camera and video running 24 hours a day, hoping we can catch the person who's doing that. So basically, they are obsessed with destroying us.
At the Kampong Kling Mosque in the Malaysian port city of Malacca, Iman Hamza Muhammad explains why he no longer wants to travel to the U.S. He believes that his auburn skin tone, combined with his faith, make him unwanted in America.
We, being the Malaysian, we feel upset why American, they pinpoint Asian are the terrorists, especially the Islamic states. But actually, we are not. We shouldn't label Asian being the terrorists.
McClatchy newspapers last year reported that the U.S. had instituted secret profiling of immigrants based on their nationalities. Malaysia, a Muslim country, was reportedly on that list. Tani Lee is not surprised.
I'm carrying a Malaysian passport, so that's a Muslim passport, right?
Tani Lee is a non-Muslim Malaysian of Chinese descent who lives in Singapore. She can name every American state and used to dream of moving to one of them. But her single experience with immigration control in Atlanta makes her uninterested these days.
So when I arrived in Atlanta, I was sent to the immigration office, and he was asking me, how come you are carrying a Muslim passport, and you are Chinese, and you don't have a Muslim name, and you are Buddhist? And there was like three Chinese sitting in the office, just Chinese.
The incident, she argues, reflects American ignorance of other cultures and an insensitivity to colors other than white. But American immigration is far more complicated. In terms of sheer numbers, Chinese are the second largest legal immigrant group in the U.S. these days. And since 9/11, census data show more people from Muslim countries have become legal permanent U.S. residents than at any time in the previous two decades. But back in Boston, Brazilian Fausto de Rocha says the advantage to whiteness is not necessarily getting into the country. He says it's how you're treated once you arrive. With the failure of immigration reform in Congress, thousands of Brazilians, like Mexicans and others, are heading home. De Rocha believes the key to acceptance in the U.S. is to be regarded as white or mainstream.
We never transcend to the white, I believe, in the United States. I believe forever we're going to consider people of color. And we need to work on that.
A Vanderbilt University study last year found that immigrants with lighter skin make more money on average than those with darker skin, suggesting the factors that make the passage to whiteness so desirable are still a big part of the immigrant experience. For The World, I'm Philip Martin.
Philip Martin's reports on color are made possible by the Ford Foundation, the Massachusetts Foundation for the Humanities, and the Funding Exchange.